Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Salamander Jones, and you're listening to Hell in the Cell Talk Radio.
Hell in the Cell Radio!
Welcome to another exciting edition of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. We are live at the Proving Grounds here
nice,
in Deptford,
cool,
New Jersey.
Cool Proving Grounds. That is, in fact, in a warehouse. But our warehouse does not stink like other air-conditioned buildings out there. I had to say that.
I'm glad you had to.
I did, because, you know, the person who posted that is a jackal.
Who cares, Dan?
I'm done. That's all I was going to say. Move on. How are you, Dean?
You make them relevant by continuing to bring them up.
They make cookies.
Do you understand that?
Yes, Dad. Sorry.
If you ignore them and allow them to go to the recesses of your mind.
Nobody ever trained there. Nobody liked them.
Anyway, tonight, of course, is Crowning Glory. And we are very close. Very close.
Very close.
I feel so bad for you. I'm sorry. Do.
I'm trying to deal with it, but I've... Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Colachico's weight loss program has started because he's standing in an oven.
Get a little closer.
And I'll tell you this. I am actually going to sweat a small child off my body today.
That could very well be true. Now, of course, tonight is the night... I do have a caller. I might as well get the...
Lightweight Dan Colachico.
What?
Lightweight Dan Colachico.
Oh.
Caller, you're on the air.
All right, caller, state your name and where you're calling from. 609 area code.
My name's Jason. I'm a big New Moon Rising fan. I'm from Pine Hill, right here in New Jersey.
Hello. What's up, Jason? Right. How you doing? What's your question? Do you have a question for us, Jason?
I actually do. I haven't been to New Moon Rising in a while. It's been probably about a month. And I'm wondering what this crowning glory is going to be about.
Crowning glory. Well, Jason, you just listen, and I'll tell you what, you're going to find out about it. Right, Dan?
Right, yeah, we're going to talk about it right now. I'm going to go over the match list and explain. It's actually the finish, the continuation of our New Moon Rising Championship tournament.
Yes, there's going to be a new New Moon Rising Wrestling Champion crowned here tonight. Does that answer the question?
Why is that?
Why is that? Well, because I got sick and tired of Tank Tolan. And I brought in Joe Gacy, and we took out Tank Tolan.
Who's we?
Joe Gacy and I.
Gacy took out Tank Tolan.
We both took him out.
No,
yeah, well, okay. Does that answer the question,
Alrighty.
Jason?
Yeah, actually it does. So, who's in this tournament? Is there...
Well, wow, he is really getting the good
He's
questions,
actually helping
then.
Us because he is. We don't have a format.
In the tournament, the Elite Eight, there are eight men left. It is Crazy Ivan, Matt Saigon, Keikoa the Flying Hawaiian, Ty Reno, O-Dog,
Justin America.
Of course, everyone's favorite, Mr. Electricity, Mike Reed, and Mr. VIP,
LJ Cruz. Not yeah. LJ, yeah, you say his name right.
Snooze. So those are the eight guys left, Jason.
Sounds like it's going to be pretty good. If I can make it, I hope to be out there.
Okay, sounds good.
And thanks for listening. I really appreciate the call.
Yeah, anytime.
Okay, sounds good, Jason. Again, thank you for calling, and hope to see you here tonight at the Proving Grounds.
Hope to be there.
All right. So that was Jason from Pine Hill. Jason from
Pine Hill.
Hill.
Yeah, Pine Hill is right next to Pine Tree and next to Pine Apple.
I know Jason.
Very young.
Jason is the man.
So we know, so Jason is, okay.
Jason is a fan.
All right, well, Jason is on his way. American Rough Deck, Jason is here, and he will be in action tonight one way or the other.
Can't wait to see you, Jason.
Hell yeah.
He already left.
I know, he's listening.
No, he's gone.
How do you know he's not listening live?
Well, if he's listening live, I hope he calls back.
It's a live show. Hey, everybody, the American Rough Deck's here. Yeah.
You know,
it's amazing that we're not booking the show again.
What's appalling to me is Roughneck actually thinks he has a fan.
I don't know. Here you go, Roughneck.
Get out of here. Come on.
No, I'm going to hang out with you.
Why every month do you have to come here and bargain?
I love to see you squirm.
What did you dip these things in?
My fucking sweat.
Oh, my God. It feels like a freaking warm bath of salt water.
I'm sorry. I'm back.
Jesus.
Well, if you want to hear Harry, because I think he's on the line.
What's up there, Harry Barnett?
Let me find out if that's Harry. I'm pretty sure it is. He didn't,
let me see how this thing works.
He didn't indicate that he wanted to talk. Now, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
You are absolutely right, Dane. You're absolutely right. The great one is here.
The great Harry Barnett.
Oh, yay. My
joins us.
Gotten brighter.
You're on the line.
What are you clapping for, Cliff?
You're on the line with the American Roughneck.
I'm hearing this static, this disgusting noise in the background. I must presume that is the American Roughneck.
So, I should tell Dan to be quiet for 5 minutes. You don't.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm calling him. Blah, 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 blah.
So,
really?
Harry.
Hear you, Harry. Wow.
That was Dan. So, do you have a question for the American Roughneck, Harry?
Well, I just wondered who his guest on ringside with the Roughneck was.
Well, let me tell you, Harry, since there's going to be all this new stuff going on, I figured I'd bring back something old like Robert Knight. Do that again, September, I'm going to hurt you.
Sorry, you did just bore me to tears there where I had to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Ask him how he's doing with the Bobby and the Lori.
Oh, yeah, well.
So who's on? I wasn't listening. I'm sorry. Who's on ringside with the Roughneck?
Your co-host for this evening.
My co-host. I don't have
Brady.
A co-host. I have
Brady.
A colleague.
Brady.
You mean his broadcast partner, Dumbneck?
I'm going to Wildwood.
You're going to Wildwood.
I'm going to Wildwood.
Take me down there too. I need to take a dip.
Take in with me.
You're on the same page there. So you're going to have Robert Knight on. Now,
yep,
Robert, he's probably still upset that you stole Night Court from him.
I didn't steal anything.
You stole it!
His mop-top little boyfriend lost it for him.
I haven't seen him around lately.
Yeah, neither have I.
What happened?
I don't know.
But the fact remains, you stole it!
I'm not trying to be the talk of some little town like Paulsboro.
They stole it!
You were thieving?
Talk of Paulsboro.
Hey, Paulsboro.
Stole the show.
Paulsboro.
I steal every show.
When you're driving
Stop.
Through Paulsboro, doesn't it
Stop.
Feel like a stench of calories?
All right, Dane, I've got a question. I've got a question.
He's got a question, so shut up.
Who does, Harry?
With your Paulsboro
now. Well, I've got a question now.
Yeah.
What?
I'm Shut up. All right. Dumbneck, I've got a question. Who do you think is going to win the world title, the heavyweight title tournament tonight?
Huh. You know what? I haven't given much of it because I know Justin's not winning it.
Oh, come on. Justin is the smart
Justin
pick.
Really knows. How is he the smart pick?
He's the smart pick.
Man. What's he going to cheat?
He knows one last move.
No, he has a smart strategy.
Yeah, what's that? Hit people with stuff? I've been on the end of
the smartest man in the tournament.
It sounds like you're very bitter.
I'm not bitter at all. Matter of fact,
I have a step program
on,
to help you.
Wait a second. I'm wearing our tag team shirt from when we were the Veterans Alliance.
You
I'm
are.
I'm not bitter. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm not bitter. He's
is
just
wearing,
a douche.
He is wearing the shirt, Harry. In a shocking turn of events.
In a shocking turn of events, I'm wearing something old.
That's okay. In the shocking turn of events, they didn't boil anything in England.
So, really? Not an egg? Lamb? Not a...
They boil food. They boil. They do. They don't have
to. They have no culinary skills.
Will you guys stop it?
Look, I'm fat. I have no culinary skills.
That ain't an English person?
No.
Yeah.
Get in my belly.
She's been Americanized, but she is
see, that's
a rather large girl.
She blew up right after she got here. King of the supersize. You gotta love it.
Well, see, in England, and Harry, back me up on this. In England, they don't have these, like, huge fins and whatnot, right?
Huge what now?
I was probably breaking up because we're on the hot spot here.
Hey, do they got McDonald's over there?
You weren't waking up. All I could hear was a redneck and a guy from West Virginia yapping along, so you got interrupted.
Yeah,
I'll say.
Harry, they have McDonald's over there, right?
They got McDonald's over there already.
Are you sure?
That's a very educated question for a worldwide restaurant there, with Dumbneck.
Yeah, well, that's not a problem there.
We have McDonald's over there.
Look, over there, they've got smaller portions. Now, I personally, I like a number two. Harry might like a number one. You might like a number three. Dan, on the other hand, he likes the number 11. It's 2, 4, 3, 2, 4s, and a 3. But.
That's actually slim.
Son of a bitch. That's nothing but to support you.
Exactly. See, this is why I'm on the right side here.
Dude, I had to get
he's an asshole, Dan.
Somewhere. Hey, watch your
whoa.
Kid's fucking show.
I'm
this
sorry.
Is a family goddamn friendly place, you fuck. Jesus.
Well, on that note, I would like to thank our sponsor.
Hey, Harry, I'll see you in September.
Harry,
look both ways before crossing the street, buddy.
Did anyone else hear that?
I heard it. I heard it.
It was just a public service announcement.
I'm the witness. I heard it.
The Roughneck is now doing public service announcements.
Okay. But
stop, drop, and roll. What do you want from me?
Speaking of public service announcements, here's Beaverbrook Motors.
Beaverbrook Motors is located in Runnymede, New Jersey. They offer fast and reliable towing, as well as emergency road services. In addition, Beaverbrook Motors offers a full-service collision center. Beaverbrook Motors is conveniently located at 1253 North Black Horse Pike in Runnymede, New Jersey, 08078. For more information, call 856-931-8882 or check out beaverbrookmotors.com.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Harry, hang out for a moment because it's time.
Get off the phone.
No, hang out.
Get out of here.
It's time. Blood's going to flow, and it's going to flow here tonight.
Play music?
Yeah.
Good.
We'll be back after this.
Mighty didn't turn on your elbow. Knock your head off your down.
Here we go.
So we make some music in the world will flow. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Might even turn on your elbow. Knock your head up and down.
Here we go.
Ride hard, fly low. Don't ever fall. Stand tall. Ride hard. So we make the music in the club will flow. From the top of your head to the bottom of your toes. Might even turn on your elbows. Nod your head up and down.
Here we go.
Stand tall. Ride hard. Fly low. Don't ever fall. Stand tall. Fly.
Germs, we are the mystery men.
Hello?
No, we're here, Harry. Joe Gacy actually showed up, so I was talking to him. That's what happened. So
they're talking business.
Yeah,
sorry. I guess. Hey, I don't know if Dean knows it, but Joe runs the show, not him.
Oh my goodness! Now.
Oh, hello, Harry. How are you, Harry?
you know who's here? I just saw him pull up not that long ago. Bandito Jr.
Hell yeah! Ole!
And as I always say, hashtag support Bandito. Bandito. And now another new music break. What do you want to talk about, Dan?
What do I want to talk about? I don't know. You booked this crap. Shut up, Harry! You always comment on how I...
Well, let's talk about Robert Knight coming back.
I'm going to punch him in his English face when he comes
back. Speaking of him, walk in the store.
Hey!
Oh, there he is. Bandito. All right.
Harry.
Hey, man,
you what crazy son of a bitch.
You guys know Hanson, right? Hanson?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Sorry, we're doing greetings. Yeah. Hey, we're on the air. Dean, I can't talk to Harry by myself. It's going to be boring.
All right, shut up.
No one wants to hear him talk about nothing.
That's true.
You know what?
I
quit.
I don't want to hear him.
That's fine. Harry, yourself.
I will.
Sure.
That is there conflict on the air? Oh. Well, joining us now.
Now you've
done it.
Now, Joe, we haven't had a chance to talk.
We haven't. I've been eating my sandwich.
I noticed you didn't have any potato chips with your sandwich.
No chips today.
No potato chips. So you're all business today then, Joe?
As soon as the sandwich is finished and I'm fueled, I will be all business.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Now, I've been keeping this in the dark. You don't even know much about it, do you? The Carnival of Carnage.
I saw you say something about this carnival. I don't know what you're planning here, Dean, but it doesn't matter.
Look, let me put it this way, Joe. I span the globe. I look for the roughest and toughest men to take you on, to test your skills here in New Moon Rising Wrestling. I know how frustrated you are because of last month, so I said we have to test his skills and show him and show the New Moon Rising Wrestling fans exactly what you're made of.
They should know what I'm made of. I put out the heavyweight champion.
Well, I really can't disagree with that.
I mean, unless you want to bring Tank Tolan back, then I don't think you got much to talk about. So it doesn't matter who is in that ring when I step into it. Mass Maulers or not, I think some fans are going to go home with some severed heads.
Some fans now. So you're the safety hood of the fans is in question now.
Yeah. Was that ever a question that it wasn't?
Not poor Kevin Hogan.
Listen, Kevin Hogan is very much a chance of getting hurt tonight.
Thank you.
He brings us muffins, Joe.
He's
nice
not
guy.
Once ever given me a muffin.
He's never given you a
muffin.
I've asked him. He's never given me a muffin. And you know what makes me even angrier? I always tell him I want chocolate chip, and what does he hand me? Blueberry. Every show, blueberry.
What if Matthew ringside
and
match? What would you do?
I'd bring him in, let him do a move that he'll botch, and then make a video about it.
Yes. Yes. Make a video about it.
That's a new sound bite. That's a new motherfucking sound
bite.
That's
commercial right now.
That is. Oh, that was lovely. You have no idea. Now, Joe, tonight, the Carnival of Carnage. I hope you can withstand the two men I have not.
I think everything will be okay, Dean.
I don't know. I mean, this is serious business.
I understand it's serious business, but it is always serious business when I come out to the ring. So, again, I put out Tank, the heavyweight champion, the top dog. I took him out. Like, 5 seconds took him out.
It didn't take long.
Who else in this company can step in that ring and beat me if I took out the heavyweight champion, the king of the mountain, so to speak?
Well, unfortunately, last month, LJ Cruz does have a victory over me.
No, LJ Cruz does not have a victory over me. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have a match. LJ Cruz, unfortunately, was just not able to hold up his livelihood to be able to compete longer, or that ref just made a bad call because...
I go with the ref, that bearded ref.
The ref made a bad call. The match was not over. Just because I did not break a hold doesn't mean anything. The rules of professional wrestling was not built for a man like me, and I was not built for a place that has so many rules. Listen, this is a place where you come out, pretty much beat someone down until you can pin him for 3 seconds or make him submit. And I know that LJ Cruz was about to submit until a stupid rule was enforced by a stupid referee.
Now, Harry, do you have a question?
That happened on a technicality, then.
Oh, it was a technicality, most definitely. But do you have a question for Joe?
I have two questions, actually. First of all, I'm wondering what that sandwich was. And secondly, have you written the note to the families of the masked maulers, for after what you have planned for them?
The sandwich I'm currently devouring is a turkey, Swiss, bacon on a toasted roll, not the whole sandwich toasted, just the roll, with Miracle Whip. I'm also drinking a Monster Energy drink.
He's getting fueled up!
Now, as far as a note to the Masked Mauler's family, I mean, I did look up the family Mauler in the yellow pages or the phone book. Did not find any family with that name. So, as far as I'm concerned, these two men are probably loners, probably lone wolves. And honestly, I don't think anyone's going to miss them.
Do you have anything else for Joe?
I do not.
Okay, we'll be right back after his theme plays out.
And I'm going to look back at him and whisper, no.
Warning next time.
It is. That's why we have headphones.
The point.
That's why we have headphones.
It's man. Too hot for radio.
It's too hot for headphones.
It's too hot for.
How fat are you?
Not as fat as Slumberg. That's how I measure
too
myself.
Hot for radio. What does
you
that
know
mean?
What? Go smoke another cigarette and get cancer, will you?
Oh, that's harsh.
I didn't recognize it was you.
It means that it's hot. Too hot to move because every time I move, sweat comes out of
now,
parts of my
man,
body.
We're
going to
kick things off.
We're going to kick things off tonight with.
Of course, with the American Fat Neck taking.
Rough Neck.
He's going to talk to the returning Robert Knight.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Cancel that.
I'm glad you're still in the loop.
Not happening.
Then we're going to have the pop time, apparently.
Yeah.
That's happening.
Yeah.
Is that where
I
we're
think
actually
so.
Starting then?
I believe so. I was in the middle of talking and then I had to come back on the show. So we're still planning it. But Mr. Knight is inconspicuous by his absence.
Are you fucking?
We should play another song real quick.
All right. Gonna be
we'll
right
be right
back
and we will run down the final card of New Moon Rising, Crown and Glory, right here on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio Board. Mystery
set
Man.
Set
your fingers to Miles Davis.
Hello, guys. That's it. 私の名前はアキラ・トーズワです。私はミスリーメンのベースプレイヤーです。時間も割いて私たちの音楽を地域でいただきありがとうございます。あなたがそれを楽しんで猫の記憶を私の驚くべき作り入れてしベースの技術宣告を席巻したりでの名前を買った。でも、マイルズ・デイブルス好きです。大好きです。その素晴らしい
Oh, the song ended. Wow, last time I started talking, Dean came back.
The Mystery Men, Keep My Heat On.
And set your phaser.
We already introduced that song.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
They go into it, then they play a second song, then they outro it, and then they announce, on Hell in a Cell, talk radio, do you? Suck it.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, Harry, how are you doing?
So, we have...
Oh, hi, Dan.
So we have a revised,
apparently, the Carnival of Carnage starts things out tonight, and I can't wait. Spanned the globe over and over. Found two of the toughest men.
And it's funny, because I don't think you left the seat of
found,
your...
Found two of the toughest men in the world.
I don't think you left your living room.
In the world today.
In the world.
guns.
Thing one and thing two.
Can't wait. Then we're going to have our tag team triple threat. Of course, this is non-title. And you know what? It's already an eight-man tournament. Why don't we just make things longer? Put in a triple threat tag team match. Make it longer yet. Make it men have to be... No, make it elimination rules. Make it longer and make sure both guys have to get eliminated.
You know what?
I say I love 45-minute tag team
matches. I do, too. The longer the agony, the greater the pain.
So then we're going to start the tournament proper.
Oh.
We're going to have crazy
a tournament this month?
We're going to have Crazy Ivan take on our guest last evening. The Asian phenom. Matt Saigon.
I want to reiterate, Crazy Ivan.
And then, of course, KKO the Flying Hawaiian will take on Pretty Boy Ty Reno, formerly of the Gunners. We don't like to talk about that tag team.
I didn't even know he was in a tag team.
He's been Benoit from the New Moon Rising.
He's been Benoit from New Moon Rising.
Benoit.
And he didn't even kill anybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just bird.
We also have...
Yeah, pretty much. Thank you, Harry.
Then we're going to have Odol. We'll take on my pick, Justin America.
Your pick, Justin America.
And then Mr. Electricity himself, Mr. Upgrade Mike Reed, will be taking on So High.
Mr. Upgrade coming up with that
LJ Snooze.
That schmuck Slim Burgundy.
He should be going like this.
Slim Burgundy tried to give me his Reese's Cup.
He should be making Z's. As he comes out. You know how he does that little, like, hashtag thing? He should just be going, Z, because I'm so boring.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he's doing a hashtag when he starts coming out.
That's not the shape of a hashtag.
He goes like this. This.
Yeah.
And then like
that's
that.
That's a Y.
That's not a Y.
It's not a hashtag.
What the fuck is wrong?
Are you sure it's not an L? Are you sure it's not an L?
It's like a bass acts Y or something.
You know what? I have.
What are you cursing me for, Dean?
I'm cursing it.
Piece of shit.
I got to get it out now because we have stuff to do tonight. Apparently.
Yeah, we actually apparently. Do I get to walk out and shake hands?
No.
It's a disaster, folks.
No.
Are you booking this crap now?
I should be.
Yeah, you
could
should.
Say I'm creative.
Yeah, now. It should be both of us. And Cliff.
I am a creative person.
Now, moving along. Creative booker?
Now, moving on, we have the spotlight with Cliff Light. Now, that's going to be exciting.
Well, it's going to be exciting because the gentleman that we had the privilege of talking to, and it's not exciting because Cliff is in the ring.
No, God.
No, not at all. a gentleman that is such a delayed reaction from the UK.
He's light years away in England.
Of having our first shoot episode ever.
Well, yeah.
Probably not our first, but our first official shoot episode ever.
Yeah, true.
Aaron Ganey,
formerly of the Nigerian Nightmares, comes back to the proving grounds tonight. Tonight,
Dan.
Bandito Jr. Taking on Lance. I know.
Hashtag support Bandito.
Lance. I'm just going to call him Son of Sam.
What?
Lance, Son of Sam.
It's actually son of every.
He's son of Samu. Well, you didn't seem to know what
we
the hell
got
I was talking about. We have a caller,
it
Dan.
It wasn't.
Hello, caller. State your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, is this me?
Is this who?
That's you.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm at my car right now. I got a piss on my head. Hey, let me just switch over real quick. I dropped the fucking piece everywhere. God damn it. Guys, I'm going to call you back.
Okay, bye. What just happened? You hung up on Harry.
No.
Yes, put him back on the thing.
I put him...
Hold on, Harry.
You're coming back, Harry.
You're coming back, well, and you're live now, and my producer just gave me some more paper towel.
Paper towel.
Oh, it's not so funny to sweat now, is it, mother ever? Yeah, that's
you
right, and I'll take over
guys.
The show.
I did. I'm sorry.
Ow!
Now, tonight, Dan.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be a great night. It's crowning glory.
It's going to be a long night.
I can't wait until 2 o'clock in the morning. The next game to go.
Yeah, you know what? I ate for 4 people today. 5 a.m.?
You know what? It's a doubleheader now.
I need to do that every day,
because it's a doubleheader because now... it's a doubleheader.
I want to give props to Harry on that one. That was really funny.
It's
he
a
made
double,
a fat joke.
Doubleheader. Because there's a show here tomorrow, 3 in the afternoon. We're just going to make sure... Oh, 2 in the afternoon. Wrestling is cool. So...
Shut up!
What? It's wrestling is fun now? It was wrestling is cool.
It's wrestling
is cool.
Oh, my God. This is never going to see the light of day.
Wrestling is fun is a massive fucking distance. They don't even know which wrestling is it is anymore. This is going to be such a disaster tonight.
By the way, did you see Saw? I saw Saw. Did you see Saw, too? I saw Saw. You saw Saw? It's a good movie.
You know, we don't have highly entertaining wrestlers to take us out this month.
Shit.
You know what? I'm just going to give the microphone to Slim Burgundy.
No! I don't want to hear... No!
Take it away.
Hi, Slim.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you. Oh, come on. I got to get this sweaty, sloppy piece of garbage headphones.
Actually, I'm going to
sweating. I do sweat a little bit. I mean, especially when I'm putting in a good workout. I hear somebody chuckling.
That would be me, Slim Burgundy, the great Harry Barnett.
Oh, I'm all Harry! I haven't talked to you in how many months now?
I say blame Dan.
It's been a while. So how are you doing, Harry?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I've been doing great. I think they're just going to go take off, and Dean wants to go get a smoke in, so it's me and you for running the show for a little while.
Oh, you taking your man to the top tonight?
I am taking him to the top. Mike Reed is the next heavyweight champion of New Moon Rising Wrestling. End of story.
Ah, so you got him an upgrade on his flight the last 2 months. Sorry, Dan told me to make that joke. He paid me a lot of money to make that joke. I didn't mean it, but...
I even paid you in English pounds.
Dan, that's just out of order. Treat your guests with respect, Dan.
Oh, you know, I'm gonna wipe my ass with the word respect.
I don't think Dan even knows what respect means.
No, I don't, because you have to... I know what respect means, but I don't...
You, sir,
Slim, hasn't given my respect. Harry certainly hasn't gained my respect. And Dean only gets my respect because he pays me well.
I don't care if I have your respect, all right? I don't need your respect.
Oh, you know what, you know Slim? What? Hey, guess what?
I don't
Slim,
need it.
Get off the show. You're out of here.
Yeah,
get out.
Yeah, whatever.
Get out.
So anyway, Harry, like I was trying to talk, who's your pick for tonight?
Well, you know, I'm going to put it between two people. Oh, no, I better say one because the other guy is kind of crazy. I'm putting on Justin America.
Speaking of Justin America, he just threw Slim out.
Hey, Harry, how's it going?
Hey, Justin, the next champion.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how you could have a champion.
It's because he uses proper English.
Oh, it's proper English?
Yeah, proper English.
So how you... I have
proper,
a legit
proper
question.
English, not Western Virginia English.
Hey, shut up or I'll mute you. It's my show. It's Hell in a Cell Radio with Dean Dixon and Dan Colicchio, not with Harry Barnett. Anyway, I have a little question. I'm going to kid Harry. How are you preparing for a night where you could possibly have more than one match in the Swithering?
Watching lots of Van Damme movies.
You know, I don't... Harry... Get away.
What have I done?
I said take it away. Ask Justin a question.
Oh, take it away. All right. Justin, you're going to have, what, 3 matches tonight? 2?
Yeah.
My match isn't that great at the moment. I'm pretty tired. Are you going for 8 minutes, or are you going...
I'm going to have two matches because I don't consider O-Dog a real opponent. But I'm sorry, Harry, your question was?
Harry, repeat your question, bro.
Okay. I was going to say, are you going to go for 8 minutes or are you going to, you know, make it slow and go for 16?
With this heat, I'm definitely going to have to end it as fast as possible. So I'm going to say 4 minutes.
4 minutes. That's a good time.
Man. 4 minutes time?
Not per match, total. I will be in the ring tonight for a total of 4 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes each.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, good luck
very
with
quick,
that.
Man.
Thank you, Dan.
They're very quick, like you, Harry.
Comedian.
Okay. I'm above average. I'm not great, but I'm above average.
You aren't great. You never will be.
Oh.
I can say that as a great one.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Justin, do you have any final words today on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio for anybody who might be listening to us to get their butts down here?
If you want to see what real wrestling is, the way wrestling is supposed to be done, then you can watch all but my match. If you want to see bloodbath and a fight, then come down and see an American win. Have a good one.
Well, Harry, it's just you and me, pal.
Oh, how fun.
Shut up.
I've always been so cute, man. Well done.
Right, you should be so proud.
I am proud of that. Actually, what I'm going to do, I want to tell everybody who's listening, Slim's coming back now. What, Slim?
You know what? How dare that Justin America? How dare he come at me with a weapon?
You're doing it and you're that far away.
He came at me with a vicious weapon. You know, he came at me with a knife. And he said he was going to stab me to death. I had to run for my life.
Well, you know,
the only thing worse than Justin America would be if a ruffian showed up with a weapon, you know. But then again, he's pretty stupid, so.
He would probably think that, you know, the knife is used to use cereal.
We're going to have one with you. Hey, Slim, look behind you.
What? Hey! Get that off me! Hey! Give me that back!
No, we're tangled.
Oh, good job, Dan. Good job.
All right, what do we got? What did that Slim Burgundy have to say? He said,
Dan, come on.
Hey,
Dan,
why'd
you bring him
back? What's going on, Harry? Nice to talk to you again. Twice in one day.
I was having fun with Dan here, that's what you can call it, until you got here.
Wait, watch. Now you're just having the best time of your life. Watch what I can do to Harry. Watch when I don't want to hear him talk.
Shut up! Give me a turn to speak!
Dean does not know why you're the co-host.
Yeah, because I like to play with buttons. And especially, speaking of pushing buttons, Harry.
Yeah, Dan, I'm sure you like touching things like that.
Harry, in all seriousness, one more time before you go, because I'm going to wrap the show with Roughneck here. Plug the charity that you're raising money for that the wrestling documentary you're doing.
The website to go to for literally everything is justgiving.com/Harry-Barnett.
And I tell you what, he's raising money for a good cause for hospice care.
Harry? Harry?
Hello?
Why do you actually got to end the show with you making me almost like you by doing something nice?
I want to just make you feel confused. I know it helps you when you're confused.
You know, it's a great thing you're doing it, and I'm actually completely behind it. Good job, bro.
Well, thank you, Dominic. You know, it's great to have your support for once.
Harry, he's going to have to go.
All right, I'll talk to you later. I'm done with this.
We have a lot that we're doing right now, but...
Nice to meet you.
We got people coming in. We got people filing in, workers coming in. So what we're going to do, we're going to wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, the final round. Harry, first of all, getting out of order. This is why I'm the co-host, because I don't have my shit in order. thank you very much for calling in and continuing to support the show. I do appreciate it. But I will see you in September. As far as tonight's show, we are finishing up the title tournament. New Moon Rising champion will be crowned tonight. Crown and Glory. 10:30. Delcy Drive Building 4W. It's exit 25A on 295. Even Harry wishes to get here tonight. Isn't that right, Harry?
That is right, Daniel.
And I, again, it's going to be a hot time in the building tonight, literally, in more than one way. Just get down here. Tickets $10. Have your kids. Paint their face like Doink. And the tickets are half price or free. I can't remember. I'm going to say half price just in case they're not free. So, paint your face like Doink if you're below the age of 12. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's mental edge count.
NMRWrestling.com. Go ahead, Harry.
No, I said, does mental age count?
Yeah, sure. I'd say that counts.
Good thing the Roughnecks are already there.
You went a long way for that joke. For the host, the only man who could host this show, trust me, the way the things are going around here right now, I'm ADD, pay attention to everything. For the Dean of Credibility, follow him at Folsom County. For our special guest, Harry Bardet, you can find you on Twitter, Harry.
At Instant Classic H.
I am Dan Lachico. You can find me on Twitter at DanLaw83. We will see you Wednesday night at 9, Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Have a good one, folks.
Not gonna take what they've got to give.